Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
I mean, it was like a home game here. We love you guys.
The support here tonight was like a home game. We could have been at Gillette Stadium.
But we're still here.
We can't thank you guys enough.
We are all Patriots. And once again, the Patriots are world champions.
This is the home of the six-time Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toucher. No police were called.
And Rich.
I am somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, hey, ho.
I just spent 5 minutes trying to find our phone jacked bit. The one that was the parody of phone scams.
Okay.
And I can't find it anywhere. I think it had to do with, you just got shot in the face.
Yeah, I do remember that. All right, well, yesterday was a crazy day.
By the way, Mike Gorman, 820.
Yeah, Mike Gorman coming up at 820.
Yes.
Now, yesterday was a crazy day. There was a lot of concern about the snow. I heard that the PM commuters had a tough time. We had a gentleman that said it took him an hour and a half to get home. My wife, even though she drives a four-wheel drive tank and grew up in Philadelphia and we've lived here for since 2006, found the conditions almost impossible to drive in. It was very scary for her. But, you know the guys on the news that go out, like the guy who came to my house and knocked on the door.
That would be Steve Cooper.
Yeah, like the Steve Coopers of the world who go out with like a ruler.
Right. They're always like standing in front of a snow pile. And then there was the one dude that one year who had the hoverboard.
Yes, in the Natick rest stop. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember that guy.
He was no longer around. But you got to go out and you got to talk to the people. I mean, you know, when it's snowing here, it's big news. I mean, it is. It affects people's lives.
Right.
The traffic, the weather. You got to figure out what's going on. So we sent young Nicholas out to the streets of, I believe, Marshfield.
Do we need any theme music or anything, or are we good?
Whatever you want to do, bro. It's all good, baby.
All right. I don't even know what theme music we would use. Nothing? Oh, just nothing? Okay. Dan is recommending nothing.
Okay. So young Nicholas went out.
All right.
You know, to a local neighborhood.
Right. Maybe
it was Marshfield or wherever the hell he lives now. And these are Bostonians talking about the snow. All right? So here we go.
Can we use this for the radio?
Sure.
First off, let me ask you about the snow. The snow is bananas, right?
All the time.
All the time?
All the time, every time.
How much snow do you think we're going to get?
Too much.
Too much?
Too much. I see a coating is too much.
All right, cool. I mean, what are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a Columbia coat with a sweat underneath with a fleece.
All right. I mean, you're going to freeze your Bojangles off.
I plan on unless I dance like him.
All right, cool. So talk to me about your shovel.
So this shovel, I actually saw an old lady using it one time, and she by far out-shoveled me.
To be honest with you, I haven't seen this much snow since last year.
We're still early, though.
Do you have four-wheel drive?
Yes, I do.
That's good. That's really good news.
Yes.
You're gonna need all four.
Oh, yes.
So what town are we in right now?
We're in Stoneham.
More like Snowham.
Snowham. Yes, it is Snowham.
That's right. driving home today was tougher than an overcooked chicken. Am I right?
It is. It was very hard to chew.
This weather is no joke. Am I right? You know what they say, though.
What they say?
When it gets cold, it snows.
No, it's only about 34 degrees of snow. That's fair.
You wearing socks?
Of course.
That's a good thing. You know, when this stuff melts, your grass is ass. Good luck to your perennials.
Supposed to be good luck to your perennials.
Your grass is ass.
Supposed to say perennials. Good luck to your perennials. I think you should get the applause ready.
Or perennials.
Or perennials. I thought he was saying something about Panera. A lot of these are not the way that they were written.
Okay. I would like to hear them delivered the way they were written.
Yes.
To see how much it would improve with the quality of final product.
Oh, please. It's fantastic.
Good luck to your perennials. Good luck to your perennials. Am I right?
Perennials. You are completely right.
Perennials. And that wasn't the line.
It looks like Jack Frost is nipping at your nose.
Oh, he could have it all. It's a big nose. He could take some of it.
Can you believe all this white stuff?
This is one of those taxes, snow and death, I guess.
That's right. You know, snow, am I right? If you don't love it, leave.
I plan on it eventually when I retire.
That's good. You're going to freeze your bojangles off. You know that, right?
Let me start dancing then.
All right. Because the snow is bananas.
It's major bananas.
Which is not executed correctly.
So what was the concept?
Give me the lines that we wrote for you. Come in here and give me the lines that we wrote. I know you're very busy on Twitch. Twitch is fine. The few hundred people that are on Twitch can wait.
617-779-0985, your opinion of the last 3 minutes.
All right. Come on. Jesus. The audience on the radio.
Canarials.
What? You have to print them?
What town are we in right now?
We're in Stoneham.
More like Snowham.
Snowham, yeah.
He's printing out the line.
617-779-0985.
We just did that. Obviously, it did not go over well. It has in the past when he did it correctly.
See, I haven't been here.
Yeah, well, you haven't been.
That's right. You know, snow.
Oh, now
right?
He can't print it. Is it on your phone? It's on your phone. Just come in here with your phone and show me. You were writing it on your phone yesterday. And I will.
Driving home today was tougher than an overcooked chicken. Am I right?
It comes such a rough.
Okay.
It's a well-oiled machine over here. Okay. The Touchard Rich
you got a four-wheel drive? That's good news. You're going to need all four. Is this Marshfield or the North Pole? I haven't seen this much snow since last year. Snow.
You did that one.
Okay. Snow, am I right? If you don't love it, leave. Driving home was tougher than a darn overcooked chicken. I've had enough of this S word, and I'm not talking about S and then the S word.
He would actually swear in front of the guy.
What did he pick out? I don't know about you, but the only place I want salt is on my French fries. This snow is no joke. You know that poo's going to stay around in this weather. You wearing socks, that's a good thing. Driving home was tougher than some kind of boxer. You know when this stuff melts, your grass is ass. Good luck with your perennials.
Someone said, what's that tapping is moving up the ladder as we speak.
You got a four-wheel drive? That's good news. You're going to need all four.
Worst bit ever. Lost all respect for young Nicholas.
Nicholas didn't deliver this time. He has in the past. First of all, he didn't write most of them down.
Penarials.
It takes him so long to write. He couldn't write them down quick enough.
We had yesterday with prosthetics.
from Bird, and then Panarials this morning from Nick.
Panarials.
I'm wondering, like, how much we can read on this show. Just reading.
We should probably have a segment where they have to do a book report. Or we should just bring in a book and have them read.
That's not, I don't think that's very kind. It's not, not a kind bit.
They're adults. They're both in their 30s.
Well, Bird's doing The Art of War right now. He said he's reading that.
Yeah, how far into The Art of War are you?
He's at the first page that he gave up. He's at the first page that he gave up.
Bird, how far into The Art of War are you?
I haven't looked at the book since you guys told me. Since I told you, sorry.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it again.
How many pages are you through?
Just one. I haven't been on it yet.
Are you actually technically reading a book if you've only looked at one page?
But it's not
That's
even
opening a book.
The Art of War is not even like a book book.
No, it's like quotes.
I
thought it was like stories about battles and wars and stuff. Apparently not.
But did you order it online?
Yes. Amazon.
Okay. And did you take a look inside, a gander inside?
Yes.
And so you did. You saw that it was just, you know, Proverbs.
Yeah. I looked at the first page and that was it. I don't remember any of it. Then I played Red Dead Redemption 2 and said, screw it.
And that is the millennial in a nutshell.
I just think that's the story of the schooling. I was going to do homework and I was like, screw it.
I'm so worried
about NHL 95.
I'm so worried about my kids. My Lord. This guy went to college. Graduated.
4 years.
He graduated from college.
Yes, sir.
Panarials.
I have 4 pages when I get home.
I'm not taking the hit on that one. He said he only could find one. I'm not taking the hit on that one. No siree, Bob.
Okay.
That ain't my fault. If executed correctly, I stand by that bit.
Now, about 80% of the lines he delivered were the way they were written.
Yeah, but it was only to one guy.
Okay. You should have gotten other guys.
Yes. The bit has worked before. I'm not lying.
I'm just
to
saying,
you.
This snow is bonanzas.
Okay, that was the last time, I guess. But he said the snow is bonanzas.
Yes.
Holy baloney. You're going to catch your death out here.
Yeah.
Nick said he's sick now for doing the bit. Well, he's, you know, half dead anyway, so that probably didn't help much.
I mean, I got to tell you, that's you get very sick doing that. Very well. Very well. I'm not taking the hit on that one. Mike Gorman.
Who we really needed last night.
I came in.
We really needed Mike Gorman last night.
We really need right now.
Yes, that too. Now it'd be good to have
him. You were in there when we were doing the bit. You came up with some lines.
I did. But sometimes it's in the delivery.
Agree. Maybe he just comes in and says, hey, this isn't the greatest thing ever. You know, I took a swing and missed.
So it's have them pronounce words and or definitions Jeopardy style.
I just think we have him come in and read. Just get a newspaper and have him read like an article. And play a game. Whoever makes the least amount of mistakes wins a prize.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Just Nick and Bird read, scheduling that for 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Nick and Bird read.
Oh, that's 8 o'clock. That's 8:20.
We're replaying this tomorrow, obviously.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, Nick and Bird read.
Okay.
And then it's a contest, and whoever screws up the least, we can print out a page of a book, the same book, but different pages.
Okay.
Have them read it. Whoever makes the least of mistakes gets a Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Okay. I like that. Or they have to read for like 30 seconds, and if they can do that without a mistake, they get the Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
I'm going to go, that's not happening. Okay. So I'm going to say, no, they just read the page.
Okay.
And it's from a reasonable book. It's from a book.
Green Eggs and Ham.
No. Well, you're taking a chance that there's only a couple mistakes. I see, something along the lines of Catcher in the Rye, something that could be read in a high school.
Okay.
Okay.
So he said this bit Sarge's.
It's not. I'm not taking the hit on it. All right. So Mike Gorman's going to join us in just a moment.
Hi. How are you, honey? Hello.
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now Marcus Morris on the wing. Return to Horford straight away. Count of the shot clock. Back to Morris, left wing. Everything on the perimeter. Seven on the shot clock. Morris drives in traffic. Kick out in the corner. Hayward open three. Got it! Gordon Hayward having a game of his Celtic life tonight in Philadelphia. And Boston leads by two.
Somebody spank that man.
105-103.
I went to a place last night that the same thing was said. Please, somebody spank this man. He's been waiting for a half an hour. My dear Lord, get to it. Mike Gorman, who was not able to call the game yesterday because it was on TNT, and they had the great job of having players only, including the great Jim Jackson.
Mike, we've never needed you more on a play-by-play.
My God, Mike.
The players-only broadcast, maybe in concept, is a good idea in delivery. Other than Kevin McHale calling someone a blankhead with an open mic, it was just an absolute disaster. Mike, where were you when we needed you?
By the way, this Mike joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. But, yes, that would. Did you watch that?
Of course I watched the night. I think that it should make the announcers play and
just
make the players describe us doing it. That'd be good.
Them doing it is tantamount to you playing in the game.
Very similar, I think. Yes, same ability level. Yeah.
So you were not impressed. You got to feel pretty good about yourself that that it does take a consummate professional.
Sean Grady had the largest audience ever last night, I'm sure.
Well, I'm glad Cedric Maxwell took advantage of it and talked about spanking in a double diaper.
Did he really say spank? Is that what he said at the end of that?
Oh, yeah. I think, hang on, you should hear this one, because this one is one of my favorites. Here's another Cedric Maxwell fantastic line.
Tatum, into the offensive end, kicks out. Marcus Smart has it. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Smart drives past Ben Simmons, attacks the paint, throws it down hard with two hands. And a season of frustration for the Boston Celtics comes off the fingertips of Marcus Smart, slammed home in Philadelphia to give Boston a 4-point lead and 23.9 to go.
Oh, my. That's a two-diaper changer there.
It's a two-diaper change.
I don't know what that means.
Changer there.
What do you mean you don't know what that means?
You've heard Tommy say that before.
That means you pooed your pants.
I have no idea what he's talking about. It just makes me laugh.
Well, he's come in here and Cedric Maxwell has said that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He just like says random words like sandwiches and names food. And he's like, yeah, I just got to just name random things. It's much like the unicorn and Joe Ponies thing that Zolak did a while back that was very famous.
I got to run that. Somebody needs to spank that guy by Tommy tonight, see how he reacts to that.
So what did you... Okay, so last night...
He's been a bad boy.
Well, I mean, if it's Aaron Baines, then he'll be the first one in line. But that was an interesting game because they needed that. And on top of that, they needed to win on the road against a good team without Kyrie Irving. That's another dragon that they slayed. They also needed to play four quarters front to back without taking their foot off the gas. I thought for a minute at the beginning of the third they were going to blow it, but then they had a nice run at the end to even things out. It was everything they wanted, it seemed like, at just the right time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Everything you said is spot on. They needed the win. They needed to win on the road. They needed to beat a quality team. They needed to show some sense of togetherness, and they did all of that last night. Now, I don't think they can solve all of the issues in one game, but certainly that's a step in the right direction. And a loss last night would have been catastrophic.
Okay, so yesterday, as soon as the game was done, the hot take that was everywhere all over Twitter, and that was, they don't need Kyrie.
Yeah.
Which I find hysterical. What is your opinion of people saying that?
Well, how can you say you don't need a guy who's one of the top 8-9 players in the league? I think what people are trying to say is it's a different team without Kyrie. And it is a different team without Kyrie. They have a different sense of priorities. Kyrie, being the player he is, has the ball in his hands most of the time and controls the action most of the time. That's a different way than last night where the ball moved around. By the way, one of the things off last night, I was going to say this on the air the other day, and I wish I did. I think the story of these last 30 games is going to be Gordon Hayward.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I think he's starting to find his stride. I think this whole thing that went on in the locker room benefits him in a crazy kind of way because it takes a lot of the pressure off him. I think he has a chance to be what everybody thought he would be the last 20 games of the season, and that would certainly be a big help for the Celtics going into the playoffs. We're going into All-Star break now, and they got a game tonight against Detroit, which they should win, and they can't. They need to win to go on All-Star break in a positive mindset. But coming out of the All-Star break, we play at Milwaukee, a trap game in Chicago the next night, and then at Toronto. So we'll find out real quick whether or not this team has turned the corner. The break couldn't come at a better time for them. They probably need a little separation from each other, but they come back and play the two teams ahead of them in the standings that they need to catch on their court. That's going to be a terrific 4 days. I think we start on a Monday or Friday night in Milwaukee, Saturday night in Chicago, Tuesday night in Toronto. That's going to be a real test for these guys.
You see, the one thing that I think is the most encouraging with Gordon Hayward is that the whole month of February has been good. As a matter of fact, he's been averaging, I think it's like 14 points a game and only like 23 or 24 minutes a game. But at the same time, he's still being fairly smart about his usage. Did you see last night when he was playing, he actually called to Brad Stevens to have them take him out of the game. He's like, man, he's still building up that stamina, trying to get to the point where he can go a full thing. But if you can get
a lack of masculinity should be celebrated.
I would say it's masculinity.
Hey, get me out of the game, coach. Woo!
It's being wise and knowing that you could get dusted on the defensive side of things if you're winded and Stevens to say, hey, maybe we put someone else in. But if you can
Wife ran a marathon even get through a basketball game.
That's an excellent point. But if you can get this Gordon Hayward off your bench for the playoffs, that is going to be invaluable.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Again, the thing that kind of turned the corner for me in the last couple of games was he's tried to throw down a couple of windmill kind of dunks, like the kind of dunks that he was famous for in Utah, which we haven't seen all year long. Everything has been kind of below the rim. Everything has been a careful little layup off the glass. The last couple of games, he's tried to make some acrobatic moves on the baseline. And I think once he gets back into that mindset that he can do that, because we all know he can do that, he becomes a different player. And it certainly would be a terrific sixth man off the bench.
Mike, Kyrie Irving, of course, did not play last night. And tonight is the second night of a back-to-back. And then, as you mentioned, everyone's out for the All-Star break. I'm wondering if you have any inside information as to whether or not Kyrie Irving is going to play tonight. And if he does not and then goes and plays in the All-Star game in Charlotte, how you think that looks?
Well, I don't have a problem keeping him out of tonight's game. If he goes and plays in the All-Star game, that's what, 3 days from now? 4 days from now? So that's the equivalent of almost like a week's rest. I don't have a problem with him doing that. Nobody exerts themselves terribly much in the All-Star game, and certainly nobody plays defense at all in the All-Star game. So I wouldn't have a problem if he didn't play tonight and did play in the All-Star game. I'd have a problem if he didn't play tonight, played in the All-Star game, and then didn't play in Milwaukee first came back. I'd have an issue with that. But I think Kyrie is – they're just being careful with Kyrie. And why not? You got to work harder during the engagement than you do during the marriage.
What is which of course, straight from Danny Ainge's mouth.
I think that depends, Mike.
Well, all I know is that there's many a good Photoshop that came out after Danny Ainge made that comment.
While going back to the Cedric Maxwell comments.
Which one?
Said it depends.
Oh, depends. The diaper thing. That's actually a very good joke. It went completely over my head.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm in b-ball world, baby.
Everything that needs to be explained is exceptionally funny. The timing on that was out of sight. Should I just go home, Mike? It hasn't been the greatest half hour for the tea. Just wondering if I should just skedaddle on home, kind of regroup, get the act back together. Whiffing on a few of these, baby.
Yeah, I've been listening the last half hour. You're right. Yeah.
Just kind of...
You join the doggy pile. It's no problem.
Yeah. Listen, might as well just keep pushing it. You know, that's like Marcus Smart. You know, I've missed a few threes. I'm going to keep fucking them out there.
Go get them, yeah. Man. Oh, man. All right. So yeah,
Smart and Rozier really had tough games last night. Shooting the ball. I think it was 5 for 20 something combined, the two of them.
Oh, my God. So Mike, we talked earlier this week. Actually, last week, I was like, Mark, don't look now. Marcus Smart's got a better three-point percentage than I named all these people, like Kevin Durant, LeBron James. He's like in the top 50 in like shooting percentage from the three-point line. And I think he completely crapped all those good numbers in the last three games. He has been, I think he's hit 2 out of the last 19 from three.
I think it's something like that.
Yeah, so he once again is the guy that I scream at the TV when he chucks it up at the three-point line.
Yeah, but I just admire the onions that he would do it. You know, everybody thinks he's a terrible shooter. He knows everybody thinks he's a terrible shooter, and he's not afraid to step up and shoot. I'm a big Marcus Smart guy.
Well, I mean, listen, you got to have him. And as a matter of fact, until like a couple days ago, I would have said, well, he is a good shooter. Statistically, he is. And now it seems that Waters, unfortunately,
last 3 games have not been good.
Then he'll go back and he'll hit like 4 out of 5 in a game and he'll go for a week. I mean, it isn't really fair to call him streaky, but he's kind of unpredictable. How about that?
I think that's fair. Okay, so the biggest concern going into this last part of the season and into the postseason is the chemistry. You heard Marcus Morris open up his head. I mean, he basically spilled everything that he'd been feeling for the past couple of months, saying they weren't having fun. Last night, he made sure to let everyone know they were indeed having fun. How much does that matter when you have this much talent in the team when you're going into the playoffs, where you know there's not going to be a lag in effort? And how much of this is just, it's the regular season, it's a grind, but once the games really start to matter, they're going to be fine?
Well, on the first half of that, I think Marcus is, that was a very veteran move, knowing that there's, 30-something games left, and the first 15 of those are kind of hard to get through, not the at Milwaukee or at Toronto's, but some of them, the at Atlanta's and places like that. So I think Marcus was just trying to stir the pot a little bit for the last 20 games or so. I agree with you that they'll all be on the same page come playoff time. But that's still a ways away. We got 25 games or so. A lot can happen in 25 games. I'm just hoping we continue to see the progress we're seeing out of Gordon Hayward. Because, again, I think he can be. I think he will be a game changer come playoff time.
What did you make? It seems to me that there's an awful lot of meetings. There's an awful lot of griping. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. We talk about it every year that, you know, in February in the NBA, you know, teams can take days off.
And dog
teams
days.
It's dog days. And, you know, teams pace themselves and, you know, they might rest players. It seems to me that there's a lot of, and they've been winning. So it seems to me that there's a lot of drama that is completely unnecessary.
It's because they're expected to be the best. That's the thing.
But
so high.
But so's Golden State. But don't take games off.
You're also not expected to lose an 28 point lead against a team that might
I understand
make the playoffs.
That. But a veteran team would probably say, "All right, you know, it happened. It's a loss, and we're going to lose some games, and there you go." I mean, do you think it's like too much? There's too much of this stuff. It's not warranted.
No. I don't think it's there's too much of it. I think it's a good wake up call for the team. I think it's I would have gone probably 4 or 5 guys if you had told me last week that somebody sounded off in the Celtic locker room. Marcus Morris wouldn't have come to mind. So I think it's important to note that he did it. This is a guy who's a free agent next year. I mean, it would be very easy for him to just keep his mouth shut and keep scoring 15 points a game and collect a big check in the offseason. Instead, he's tried to motivate the team and take some action as a veteran on the team, and I kind of applaud that.
All right, what do you got going there for the break?
I'm going to Scottsdale, Arizona to visit my daughter.
Oh, she moved to Scottsdale?
Yeah, she did. Her husband's got a real nice job out there.
That doesn't suck this time of year.
I hate Scottsdale.
Oh, no, this time of year, it's awesome.
It sucks.
It's not very good out there right now. The temperatures are in the 60s every day, high 50s. 30s at night, it's cold. Plus, we're going up to Sedona. You ever been to Sedona?
I have, but I haven't done the weird, like, you know, stones on the head, the Tom Brady, like, magic stone stuff. I've not done that.
Oh, if you haven't, then you haven't lived. They put the stones on you.
I'll probably get stoned up there, so yeah, I'll.
All right, my Depends
that was a
joke.
Play on words, that's all that was. Right.
Yeah, now my Depends joke isn't so bad, is it, Gorman? If you're going to bring the fire, you got to back it up with the yucks.
If I'm a different person afterwards, you'll be the first to know.
Tommy's going to call you because you're on the radio. Give me some of that sweet kush while you're at it.
It's medical. Hey, chill out, man.
Okay.
This is a total couch bud.
This is Stoner Tommy Heinsohn?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I understand what Morrison was singing about.
Morrison? You're listening to
Morrison.
Oh, more Jim Morrison. Okay, all right.
That hippie from the Doors.
Okay.
He died in a bathtub.
He did. He puts the high in Heinsohn.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm with Tosh. Legalize it, damn it.
Well, it is legal here in Massachusetts.
Ah, you got to do a federal legalization.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Stoner Tommy Heinsohn.
Yeah.
Tommy Chong Heinsohn.
Hey, put on some Yes.
Yes, I don't know if that's...
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
I mean, listen, yes. And, Gorman knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This stuff is landing, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike Gorman. And
always a pleasure.
It's
like in Palmer. That was good.
Thank you. Finally, I've redeemed myself. All right. Well, you know where I'm going?
Where are you going?
To Marathon Key. You ever been there?
I have, actually.
You fish?
I didn't fish at the time. I'm starting to fish now in last year or so. My son-in-law, my new son-in-law, is an avid fisherman, and he's kind of trying to win me over. So,
yep.
I'm fishing a little bit now.
All right,
we should go. You go fishing in Marathon Key?
Oh yeah, go flats fishing.
Ooh, nice.
Yep.
Are you down there for a week?
Down there for a week, bone fishing, my friend. Doing a little bone fishing.
Sweet.
Yep.
And you're going to be the rest of the crew going?
They're not taking time off.
Yeah, we're working, Mike.
Oh,
I get more vacation than they do.
All right. I could go a lot of ways with that, but I won't.
All right. I'm on a permanent vacation. All right. Thank you, Mr. Gorman.
All right. See you in a couple of weeks. See
All right. Talk to you in a couple of weeks. Wait, what did I just say?
Stoner Tommy Heinsohn? What do you mean you just said?
What did I just say? Hey, someone put on Fantasia.
Yeah, right.
You know those dancing mushrooms? That was an underground message. Someone sync up Dark Side of the Moon with the movie.
With the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Look at it, it's perfect.
This bong rip is ridiculous.
Hey, this is a two-person job.
Okay, all right, thank you.
I'm standing on the couch. I'll clear it.
All right.
Don't worry.
Hi, Tommy Heinsohn. Tommy, hi, Heinsohn.
That's right.
That's right.
I want some Gorilla Glue pronto. I need trouble sleeping.
Gorilla Glue?
Gorilla Glue. It's a strand of indigo.
Okay.
Get right. with it.
Hey, thank you, Tommy High Heinsohn.
Me and Parrish.
I heard Walton was coming around, giving you some good stuff.
Nah, Walton was into the psychedelics.
Yeah, all right.
He gave me a peyote. We went out to Joshua Tree.
He tasted colors.
I didn't. Then I saw God.
Okay. What did God say to you, Tommy?
He said, "Hey, I'm smoking a cigar."
God said it's time to break, according to Dan.
Yeah, it's time to break.
Okay. All right.
All right. We'll be back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Horford going hard against Embiid. Drives again. Now throws to the corner. Tatum turns the corner. Spins with a great handle. And then throws it down on Ben Simmons. A spectacular drive and finish by Jason Tatum. And what an answer. 57-56.
98.5 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Big win last night by the Celtics.
Oh, I mean, just they needed it. And once again, all of this is happening while they're winning games. I mean, they were 10-13 with that two-game like brain fart that they had in the middle of it, which was awful. But, I mean, they're winning. And when you step back, and if you want to kind of look at what the future, what lies ahead for the Celtics and how they're going to end up faring over the next couple of months before the playoffs, you have to look at everything in the perspective of how much better are they than the beginning of the year? Are they starting to figure things out? Are things starting to fall into place? Now, first thing, the two biggest problems that you had as far as on this team trying to find some sort of footing, the two guys that had the biggest problem being effective were Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward.
What's happened to those two players in the last several months?
Let's turn the mic on. They've taken off.
They're taking off.
Hayward more recently. Brown figured it out more
about 2 months ago.
And then Hayward has just started to figure it out within the last 3 weeks or so.
Okay, so right now on this team, who's your dead weight? Who's not pulling their weight? Because at the beginning of the season, you had quite a list of people. I remember you could just look at Marcus Smart was a guy that you knew was doing everything he could do. Kyrie Irving was obviously the entire season has been playing out of his mind, and Marcus Morris. But then there were a lot of questions. Jason Tatum, remember at the beginning of the season?
Not a question anymore.
Not a question anymore.
Terry Rozier is the guy.
Okay, Terry Rozier. But who is Terry Rozier? He's right now your backup point guard.
Yeah.
Which you would like to have play better, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if Terry Rozier is your biggest problem right now, you're doing okay.
They're playing well. They're playing well. The problem is you have a lot of ground to make up. And I don't know if they can catch Toronto or Milwaukee.
And why is that important? Because you take a look at their record against the teams that are ahead of them or the other three teams in the East, and they are they're very good. They're 6-2 when you take the games against the Sixers, the Bucks, and Toronto.
Well, here's
they've
the
won two. They're 2-1 versus Toronto. They're 3-0 versus the Sixers. They just own the Sixers.
Here's the thing, though.
And they're 1-1 with Milwaukee.
They're coming out of, say, a 15 or 20 game stretch where the schedule, relatively speaking, was very easy. And you looked at a lot of home games and a lot of game. The tough teams like Oklahoma City had to come here. It's much easier playing them here than it is there. So now you hit to the All-Star break, and as Mike Gorman just alluded to, the schedule gets much tougher in the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
You're at Milwaukee, you're at Toronto, and then after a couple of games at home, you go to the West Coast. Golden State, Sacramento, who is no longer a pushover, and you have to play the Lakers and Clippers again.
All right.
So we'll get a better idea, as Mike said, after the next 3 weeks as to where this team stands and how much of a push they can really make.
And I like the fact that they have that because right now, while they're getting their stuff together, there's no question that they get up for big games against really good teams. It's usually lesser teams that they take their foot off the gas.
The West Coast road trip, even when you're playing well, is no joke, regardless of who you play. And that's when Sacramento is usually a layup, which they aren't this year.
But I'm just looking at the East. And Philly is the definition of a fraud team. They are 1-7 on the season against those teams I just named.
Yeah,
against
the Celtics,
look, you can throw that out.
Throw the 1-7 out, at least for now, because they just added Butler and they just added Tobias Harris, and they're only three games into that.
Okay, so you think Butler doesn't have some sort of a negative effect on the chemistry?
I don't know yet. Okay, I mean,
so you got those guys
you can
in there.
Speculate that.
How's
but
the bench?
I mean, they looked. The bench is still horrible, but we're looking at playoff seeding right now. And right now, during the regular season, they can get away with that. Maybe in the playoffs, it's different. But I think that starting five for Philadelphia is the best, if not one of the best two, in the Eastern Conference.
Then they've done nothing to prove it. They get outcoached
every time
they step on
the court. But they just got Tobias Harris. I mean, they just got him.
So Tobias Harris, 3 games ago.
How was Tobias Harris yesterday?
He wasn't very good.
But he just got there.
Okay.
I think you should wait a few weeks to see how this starting five fleshes out. Now, look, maybe the Celtics exposed a lot of weaknesses. Maybe Philadelphia goes on and stumbles. But those first two games before they played the Celtics are really impressive. All I'm saying is give it a little time. Much like we're going to give the Celtics time to find out where they are in the next 3 weeks, let's see how this Philadelphia starting five does without a bench for the next 3 weeks.
Until that fourth quarter, Al Horford was masterful on Joel Embiid. Well, and he's been that
Horford
way ever, whenever they play.
He's been
kryptonite. He's got his
yes.
number.
I agree.
As a matter of fact, if you never saw Joel Embiid play, except for when they played the Celtics, you would think that he was a pretty good player.
If Embiid hits threes, he's much more difficult to guard. And much more difficult to guard. But the thing is, Al Horford took away all the low post stuff. Made things very difficult for him. And the only reason Embiid got hot is because he knocked down a couple triples from the outside.
Plus, they stopped calling fouls on Horford, which helped as well.
That last one should have been a foul on Horford.
Oh, you don't
yes,
say.
Yes, the last one should. But Embiid got the benefit of a call two possessions earlier.
Absolutely.
As well.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the refs weren't great last night, but
as Embiid detailed, right at the end of his press conference.
I just think, Fred, you're right, and even Gorman said it, is that in the dog days of the season, we sit here and we nitpick at little things, and it just doesn't seem to matter.
No. It doesn't matter. You don't want two teams ahead of you.
No, but here's
in the East, because you don't want to have to go on the road a couple times.
But what you want to see is every player playing to their potential, and you want to see them beating good teams.
Yeah, and in that respect, right now the Celtics, as we head toward the stretch run of the NBA season, seem to finally be able to finding themselves. Although again, the jury's out until we get through the middle of March.
And by the way, Butler's been there for a long time. Like, he's been there for like 40 games or something.
He's been there for a while. Like,
he's with the Tobias Harris, seeing them.
His role changes a little bit.
Yes.
His role changes. I don't think you can make any decisions on what Philadelphia is or is not until we get to about the same point in the season when we were talking about the Celtics.
I also think that Jimmy Butler doesn't want to be there. I mean, there's been reports that
he doesn't want to be anywhere.
Well, that's a major flaw. I mean, that's something that he's one of those guys. I'm starting to put him in the category as Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony. Like, teams that have him on it just can't win.
Well, I think he's
a cooler.
We will see. We will see. But you can't make that judgment after three games. You can't.
They only lost by 3 points last night, too.
And they scored 143
points. Yeah, but they didn't have Kyrie Irving, Fred. They didn't have their best player. They didn't have Aaron Baines, their best defensive player. They didn't have two of their starters.
Well, they're not going to have Baines for. I mean, they playing without Baines for the foreseeable future.
Baines will be back.
The trends are good, but you can't make a final decision on either of these two teams based on last.
They just loaded up, and the Celtics went in there to Philadelphia without two of their starters, including their best player.
They played and they answered every run. I thought when Philadelphia scored 7 or 9 points at the beginning of the third quarter to take the lead, I'm like, all right, nothing's changed. But it did. They answered. I mean, they really showed some resiliency they hadn't shown before, especially without Kyrie. This team was awful on the road without Kyrie, and they went and beat a very good 76ers team on the road. Good for them. But now you got to go back it up. It's not going to mean anything if you stumble after the All-Star break. So let's wait. You can't sit here and make a definitive decision on what the Celtics are and what Philadelphia is. Let's see where we are in a few weeks.
All right, so we will do all that. But first, we will talk to Phil Perry. His mock draft seems already obsolete. And
it does, doesn't it?
Yes.
At the top.
Yeah, he screwed it all up. Yeah. Now he's got to start over again.
I think we chose it. And it's just big market tease. He has to sell the Patriots picking an interesting player at the end of the first round.
Absolutely. He doesn't seem to have a lot of faith in the future of that position.
Yes.
All right. We will return in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.